Ile National Partisan Bunker in Zebrene Parish. Duobele. The Enermos National Partisan Bunker in the Baltic States was built in 1948 in the Ile forests by partisans of the joint Latvian-Lithuanian group to continue fighting against the Soviet occupation. The 27-man group was led by the young commander Karlis Krauja, Visvaldis Žanis Brizga. On March 17, 1949, 24 partisans who were in the bunker at the time fought their last battle against the superior force of the 760-man internal troops of the State Security Service of the Latvian SSR. Taking the fight from both bunker hatches, the opponents blow up the bunker cover in two places and threw hand grenades inside it and tried to set it on fire. 15 fell, some committed suicide, but 7 Latvian and 2 Lithuanian national partisans were arrested and later convicted. In 1992, the National Guard, together with the Daugavas Vanagi and representatives of other patriotic organizations, dug up the blown-up bunker, collected the bones of the fallen fighters, and buried them in the Duobele Virku Cemetery. On April 23, 1995, a white wooden cross was erected near the remains of the bunker in Zebrene Parish, to which a plaque with the text was attached. On March 17, 1949, surrounded by superior forces, 15 Latvian and Lithuanian partisans gave their lives at this place. On October 23, 1998, a memorial stone was unveiled, donated by the Latvians of Perth, Australia, at the initiative of Karlis Rīdušs. The text carved into the irregularly shaped granite memorial sign reads, "Fatherland and freedom, the most sacred treasures on earth, in memory of the national partisans of Ile, Latvians of Perth." On October 5, 2005, the Latvian National Partisan Association unveiled a new white cross and granite memorial stele engraved with the words of the fallen partisans and the text, "For your fatherland, the Latvian and Lithuanian national partisans of Karlis Krauja's group laid down their heads on this forest hill on March 17, 1949, in the fight against the Cheka troops." Already in the mid-1990s, the outlines of the bunker were marked, strengthening them with internal walls, but only on the 60th anniversary of the battle in 2009 was the bunker restored exactly as it was before the explosion. Many supporters and helpers helped to implement this. After the bunker was stormed 3 years later, it was restored in the fall of 2013 with the support of the joint stock company Latvijas Valsts Meži. Inside the bunker, you can see a stove, a table, narrow beds on which partisans slept, information stands, and memorial stones with the names and surnames of partisans and their supporters are located near the bunker. On September 11, 2015, another granite memorial erected by the Latvian National Liberation Army was unveiled at the renovated bunker. It consists of a round shield cast against a sword stuck vertically into the monument's base, surrounded by an engraved text. "To the national partisans and their supporters, 1948 till 1949. On the back of the memorial, the names of the members of the Ile partisan group are engraved on the left side of the sword blade, while on the other side are the names of the partisan supporters convicted by the communist regime.